with Becca Tilley and Tonya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. I just wanted to say I saw in person where the People's Choice Award is stationed at the moment in Tonya's house. There is a little nook, and there actually is a spotlight coming down on it. The only thing is we need a little riser.
It needs a riser.
Yeah,
you're
like a little stand.
I put it on top of, like, I flipped over a, like a vase, you know, like a flower vase, and put it on top of that, but it didn't look right. Like,
just
it needs
to get the idea.
The height. It definitely needs some height, but.
This is an interesting debate. Height versus height.
There is no debate, actually.
Oh, there is
it's height. It's height.
No, there's no H.
It's width.
Oh.
But there's no H except for the first one in height. Wow.
I have this argument often because I
height.
I do focus a lot on grammar, especially when it's things like that, but also in writing. The only thing that I really struggle with is effect and effect.
Mm-hmm. One's a noun, one's a verb.
I know, I just struggle with them. But anyways, yeah, it needs the height.
It needs the height. It does need height.
So maybe like a phone book under there, you know, you still get those.
A phone book?
You still get them.
Disrespectful to the People's Choice Award.
Yeah, but what you could do is put a phone book in there and then like put like a nice little cloth table
cloth over
it.
Are we like a Jewish wedding?
You don't use cloth?
There's this place called Home Goods that probably has a little something that we're looking for.
Like a tablecloth over the phone book.
A rotating razor.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. A rotating.
Like a car show.
That's more what I'm talking about. Mark, a cloth.
I was just kind of DIYing it over here.
Yeah, I used it on Pinterest the other day.
Also, do you like how I said Jewish wedding? Because I've been watching Mrs. Maisel.
Okay.
So I have that on the brain.
There's a lot of cloth?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Versace series?
Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Yeah. I'm terrified. I can't watch it at night. I tried to watch it at night and then I had to turn Friends on because I got so scared.
I know. I actually started watching a little bit of it when Darren Criss was at the iHeart Festival and I couldn't look him in the eye.
Yeah.
And
no.
I'm like, this is not him at all. But I was so like freaked out by him that I like literally couldn't look him in the eye. And he was standing just as close as you are to me.
Yeah, I was like very unnerved. Like, what's going on in your life since I last saw you? I just saw you.
I know. Well, what's funny is after you left my house on Friday, I felt the presence of, like, my husband. I know.
Tell me more.
And so I wrote in, you know that journal that you gave me?
Yeah.
I started a Dear Future Husband journal, and I started writing him a letter that night after you left.
Cute.
And so I'm going to keep, as I feel his presence, I'm going to keep writing in it.
What did his presence feel like?
It just felt like I felt comforted. Like I felt like he was like with me. Does that make sense?
Sure it wasn't God?
Could have been. Could have been. But
tell me more about, because I must say I've never experienced feeling the presence of another person that wasn't actually there. What does that feel like?
It was almost like, because I was telling Becca last week, I've been in this headspace of like, I'm not really going out. I'm not meeting anybody. And I'm questioning the timing. Like, when's it going to happen? And it was like this reassurance Friday night. Like, I'm where I'm supposed to be. My husband is like, it was so weird. It was almost like he was like in bed with me.
Have you ever felt this before?
No. It was super weird.
Did it
and
scare
so,
you?
No, it wasn't like a creepy feeling. It was like a really overwhelming amount of joy. And so I started writing down like how I was feeling and like why I was feeling it. And I was like, I'm going to start every time I feel. I mean, I've never felt like this before. So who knows how many more entries this journal will have.
The journal is one entry.
Yeah. But I was like, how cool is this that when I start feeling his presence and I start writing it down, it's like a cool journal to be able to give him someday.
I mean, yeah, it's very special.
And I'm going to date them all.
And May is coming up, which was the date that you were supposed to meet, or what was the?
Yeah, not meet, but like it was going to be like an aha moment in May.
Very interested for that to happen.
Yeah.
No one knows the initials?
No one knows the initials except for you.
I know. I'm in.
Oh, yes, correct.
I didn't want people to harass me and ask me now that they know I know.
Well, no, but you're a vault and you're going to keep that.
I am a vault, yes. And I have been a vault, but now there's going to, you know how people want information wherever they can get it.
She gave you two letters.
Yes.
And that we know their first and last name, or it could be?
It could be switched. We're not. I don't know.
Have you identified the men in your life currently that meet these criteria?
Yes. But I also feel like it's two-tiered. Like it could be I don't know, like that person could be like the conduit
right.
to my.
But these guys in your life that meet the criteria, could you see yourself marrying any of them?
Oh, do you know what? I just had a thought.
What?
A conduit. The person we think could be.
Oh, no.
This is not fun to not be able to talk about it. Wait, but this is what I think. It's two letters. So it could be those two letters are either his initials, first and last. It could be that those two letters are in his name.
Well, look, this is how the right. tarot game works. It could be anything. He could, he once met someone with those initials. But the people in your life you've identified, you could marry those people? Why do you keep looking at her when I ask that question?
Like, I don't want to say yes or no. But
I hope not.
Oh, really?
So there's one person we've identified.
Yeah.
And you don't think you could see her marrying him. Do you think you could marry this person?
Yeah.
In kind of in a weird way, maybe.
In a weird way, maybe.
Have I ever met this person?
With the things that we now know.
I know. That's what I'm trying to like. I need to just go. Need to go fresh slate on this one.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Have I met this person?
I don't know, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do they work in our industry?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This feels like that app where you can ask questions and like somehow it always guesses exactly what it is just because you ask so many questions that you've
I know, right? Here. Yeah. But it is, I don't know, so we'll see.
Well, that's cute.
I know, right?
So you just wrote a letter like, hey, I'm thinking of you tonight.
No, it's 2 pages of like everything that I like was feeling. I actually could read a little bit of it on this podcast because it's a little bit like God driven.
Okay. But he wasn't there with you because he was out living his life and correct. Doing his thing. So that's why I don't quite get.
Right. But like, I almost feel comforted
that he is there.
And I feel like in that moment that I had that feeling, he probably had that same feeling wherever he was doing whatever he was doing, like at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody looking at me like I'm crazy?
Easton?
I dig. I pick up what you're putting down.
It's a little crazy, isn't it? I think it's a little crazy. It's a little, you said the word crazy, so I didn't mean to say that. I wouldn't have said that word, but you said it first. Okay. I'm just saying it's a little, it's not something I've ever experienced.
It's a little left of center.
It's a little left of center, yes. But also, it's very romantic that when you meet your guy, that you can say, I had this feeling. What if he wrote in his journal that night?
I don't know if he quite, but maybe he wrote a notes page in his phone. You never know.
I will say that night was very special because I was like running around trying to do stuff and I got to stop by Tanya's and she let me shower really quick because I was going to get a spray tan. I didn't want to go home to see Phoebe. And I was like, I'm so happy we're so close to each other now. It feels like.
Right. It just feels like
centered.
It feels right in the universe.
Yeah.
There is actually, Tori back there. There's this one girl who, I need to get her name. She would be an amazing guest for this podcast. She, I believe she works for Hillsong. I'm not sure I don't know her name. I don't know what she does, but she.
She sounds great.
Tori sent me this, she gave like a speech mm-hmm. about her husband and like the way that everything connected for her. And hearing her talk about it and like when it happened for her in life is just truly one of the most remarkable stories I have ever heard. I'll actually post it in our Scrubbing In Facebook group so that if you're listening to this and you want to hear it, I'll post it in there for you guys.
I feel like Crystal told, I wonder if this is the same girl.
I'm sure it's the same girl.
About how the number, there was like numbers and everything lined up.
Lined up. And she was like 34 or something. Yeah. And her whole life she like had desired husband and the family and all, and they happened for her, but not on the timeline that she wanted it to, but it all weirdly had this connection.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to post it in the Facebook group so that they can hear it.
Well, that sounds delightful. The guys are here.
This is a fun episode today.
Yes.
Wait, before the guys come in, can you catch us up on what's going on with you?
Oh yeah. I mean, I really spent a lot of time watching Versace and hanging out on my couch this week.
Are you not done with it?
I didn't finish it because once it gets to nighttime, I can't watch it.
Mm.
But I did. I have to cut it off when it gets dark outside. but I'm like such a homebody. And I was thinking about this. I think it's because it's cold outside.
Oh, it's atrocious
because
outside.
Okay, stop.
I went through a very social time in my life when it was warm, but that feels like years ago.
This is our problem. We're such hermits. We're like, we don't want to go outside because it's cold.
Yeah, if it drops below 70, it's
you guys, the rest of America in February does not want to hear you whining about weather in Southern California. You don't.
This is a personal decision.
Okay.
It's a personal problem, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it is what it is.
I have created a barricade of my front door in my apartment of towels to stop the wind chill from coming into my kitchen. Seriously.
It is cold for LA in February. I'm just saying the rest of the country.
I know,
here. My
in-laws
were here last week. My in-laws were delighted by the 58-degree weather. Like, oh, this is so nice. They literally sat by the pool and got sunburned in 58 degrees. So, you know, it's all relative.
Yeah, it is all relative because we're weak here. But all
weak.
I'm saying is once it gets warmer, I'm hoping to be more social and, like, want to be out of my house more. But I'm not there right now.
I'm not either.
But you do.
Because I have to.
I've been really thinking about working out, but I haven't.
That's
made
the first step.
Yeah, I haven't made the move yet.
I've been thinking about. Oh, it's so good. I know. I would actually love to go on some hikes together.
I would love that.
Well, let's do it. I go every day.
You hike every day?
Oh, no, I don't hike every day, but I'll skip berries.
But I don't want to run.
That's fine.
I just want to walk.
I'll walk
okay,
with you.
Great. Look at that.
Look at that.
We have a very fun show today. It's almost like an impromptu Ask a Guy episode, which was a huge success.
Yeah, our mantle.
Our mantle.
Mm-hmm.
We've assembled another mantle. It's kind of a mini mantle.
It's a mini mantle, but it's the quality.
That's over the quantity.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have somebody back by popular demand.
Oh, great.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. You want to introduce Tanya?
Well, I will. Do you want to toot your own horn?
No.
Nick Vial.
Hi, everyone.
Do you want to?
I mean, those other guys are great, but I'm assuming they just weren't available.
No, I actually specifically asked for you, Nick.
Your input was really well received by our listeners.
Thank you. Those coaches don't play.
You know? I was it's like, true. I watch every single time Nick does an Questions with Nick, I watch them all.
Really?
Everyone, yes,
thank you.
I love them. They're hilarious.
I really need to work on my grammar.
Yeah, that, you know.
Here's the thing.
You acknowledge it.
It's like rapid
it,
fire,
so.
And I'm just trying to get it out. And, you know, I'm not thinking.
I like it. I mean.
I have done it on edibles before.
Yeah. That's the
Am I allowed
what?
To say that? Am I allowed to say that?
On edibles?
Sure, yeah.
THC, you know.
I know what you're talking. Tanya, you know what an edible.
Oh, like gummy bears with weed in them?
Yes.
Oh.
They're like, it's like commercial. So it's like a small dose.
Right.
It's
no,
fine.
It's like fine now. You can go. You know, I've walked by those MedMen stores a lot on like,
right,
they're
yeah.
everywhere.
Right
by the way, my in-laws were weirded out by that too.
It's like
billboards for marijuana is weird
yeah.
for Wisconsin people.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird
for
all of us.
Although my mom has dabbled.
Has she?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
We also have Scott Evans in the building, and we're going to have him come in just a little bit. But first, we want to talk about Rothy's. So Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. It's super stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in four fashionable styles. The flat, the point, the sneaker, and my personal favorite, the loafer.
And what's so crazy is that you guys know I love this. They're made from recycled plastic water bottles, so Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles recycled. They're machine washable, and, you know, I always talk about, I feel like we're in a generation that really cares about what they're consuming, and the fact that, like, they're made out of recycled water bottles is everything to me.
And Meghan Markle, we have found out, also loves her Rothy's. She mm-hmm. wore them during her Australian tour with Prince Harry, and now they're all anyone is talking about.
I have a pair of camo Rothy's.
Okay.
They're super cute, and everybody says, where'd you get those from? And I'm like, Rothys.com.
The camo ones are really cute.
They're really cute.
Right now, Rothys has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code Becca to get free shipping with no minimum. That's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothys shoe. Trust me, you won't be returning them. Go to Rothys.com. That's Rothys.com and enter Becca to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. And free shipping. Get yourself a pair today. That's Rothys.com. Promo code
Becca.
Okay, so we are bringing in our next guest for our Ask a Guy segment. We have Scott Evans here. He's in the studio scrubbing
Yay!
In. Have you ever scrubbed in before?
I've never scrubbed in before. But I'm down. You know? Like, you got to get clean before you get dirty.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's some good stuff.
You got to get clean before you get
dirty. Yeah.
It's like a chicken before the egg argument.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. It's a surgical term, Nick. Not everyone gets it.
No, I get the scrubbing in. Oh, it's just the clean before dirty.
No, the clean before dirty. It's a medical.
It's a medical thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Oh,
I'll
shut up.
So right before we got started with Scott, Tanya got sent a ton of Starburst. And do you want to explain why you always get Starburst?
Yes.
They're so tasty.
I know. So I said on the air, very briefly, I might add, on the morning show, that I'm going to name the next guy that I date Red Starburst so that there's no, like...
No clues.
No clues as to who he is, just to keep, you know, keep his anonymity or whatever. Uh-huh. So I guess Starburst heard that, and they literally sent this, like, giant, like, jar. I don't know where it is now, but it had my name on it, and it was just filled with only Red Starburst. And it was literally, like, the size of, like, my head.
Yeah.
And they keep sending refills and refills, and then they keep sending me, like, all
I'm so not mad about it. Like, but I'm just going to just, like, heads up, next time... Like, I'm going to name the person I date Bentley. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Rolls Royce, you know. At very least, you know.
I feel like you have to have smart, like, more obtainable goals. I mean, maybe Bentley will send you a Bentley.
I mean, Mercedes. Right. I'll take that.
Right. Or, like, some clothing company.
I might name my next girlfriend Calvin Klein.
Right.
There you go.
I think that's obtainable.
There you go.
Also, I don't like spending money on underwear. Like, especially good underwear. Like, Brad was telling me I need to up my underwear game.
Yes.
But underwear is one of those things. It's like, do I really have to spend money on I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't like
this.
So, like, free nice underwear would be really great.
That is.
I'm actually with Nick on this one.
You know, I don't like investing money that, like, no one gets to see.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, unless I'm a whore. You know, like...
For you, invest in you.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
Listen, I
treat
get
yourself.
It. I get it, and I do, but, like, some things that are free are, there's, I don't know, something about certain things when you get them for free, and it's like, I don't have to spend money on this, and I do like that it's nice. I just don't like spending, like, a car.
Super personal,
like,
question.
Yeah.
Super personal question coming your way. Toilet paper.
Wet wipes all day. Wet wipes.
Yeah.
If you don't use wet wipes, I'm sorry. Like,
deal breaker.
That's my. It's I'm sorry. How toilet paper even f-ing exists at this point in this? It is. It's my. I will die in the vine.
It's like, real.
It is
real. Out
like,
here.
Why would you? I don't.
You walk
don't
into
understand.
A restroom and you walk into a restroom, especially if you've been dating a while and it's the first time in the restroom, like in their home bathroom, and there are no wet wipes. I'm out.
I have some.
Wait,
in my car.
That's really interesting.
I'm out.
Yeah,
like,
whoa.
I don't, like, when I discovered them, like, 10 years ago, changed my life, and
wait,
it was just like.
I hide my wet wipes in my bathroom because I
no,
find
you
it.
You need to put them out.
No.
With
you.
Yeah, I got to put them
on.
You don't
put
those
on
babies
display.
On display.
No, I have the toilet paper for the people who have not been woke or educated yet, and then I have the wet wipes just sitting right there for your
where
pleasure.
Do you put
when
the
I
wet
go
wipes?
To Target, I'm like. I'll just make a hole, like, if they're on sale, I'm just, like, buying them all, because, like, you can never have too many, because you don't want to run out.
It's like diapers for people with babies. You never have too many.
That is so
well, that
funny.
Is
that's a good tip for our listeners.
Yeah,
get
mean,
your
that's...
life together, because if you've noticed that
flushable.
The dates have never... Flushable is a must, but if you've noticed your dates have not gone well after the first home visit, it is probably because no wet wipes.
So
wow.
I'm looking for some Calvin
or at least
Klein
an option.
Underwear and disposable.
Yeah. Wow, I thought it was my squatty potty, but no.
We went from Starburst to Bentley to wet wipes. So.
Also, before we get into the, like, actual mantle portion,
well, you can
this,
have too much Starburst. I'm just saying, sorry,
I just
Starburst.
I want to say
you can't have too many websites.
So Nick and Brad were on our mantle last time we had it, and they have now this budding friendship, and it's
so in love with them.
So cute. It makes me so happy.
Took me shopping.
It's so cute.
I know, and that made me happy too.
We went out to lunch.
This podcast brought you guys together.
It did.
And really that
did.
Blesses my heart. So now we can get into it. So
now Scott is going to be part of your
bromance.
I'll take it. I'm ready.
Do you know Brad Goreski?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we love.
And did you see him at the Oscars?
Duh.
Yeah.
Brother just. I mean, at one point he was cooking in a full on tux, and I was just like, you win.
He looks really good.
Everyone was here looking for J-Lo. Yeah. And Lady Gaga, but Brad, Brad, you win.
Yeah. Brad stole the show.
Yeah.
I want to like give you an intro because I want to make sure everyone knows whose voice this is.
Okay.
Yes.
So you are a correspondent on Access.
Yeah.
And you have interviewed pretty much everyone that anyone knows.
Yeah. Almost.
I mean, that's a big deal. I feel like especially doing, Tanya's part of the morning show with Ryan Seacrest, mm-hmm. and doing the podcast and talking to people. For me, not the easiest job because you're like having to know these things about people and it's like some of the biggest names.
Ever.
Is it awesome?
Yeah, no.
Is it just you're used to it now?
I want to be clear for people who are listening right now. You are talking to Scott Evans of World of Dance and Access Live. You are not talking to Captain America's little brother. You are not talking to...
Does he have a brother named Scott?
Chris Evans's Scott Evans. This is a different Scott Evans. Because there's a lot of confusion out there. I walk into a room and this makeup artist was like, I Googled you. And I was like, okay, cool. She was like, not what I thought you looked like. And I was like, yeah, I get that a lot. So I love you, Scott, if you're out there and you're listening. But damn.
You guys look a bit different.
Just a little different. So it happens all the time. There have been several articles that have been written about World of Dance and the new host, raising my hand. And they've attributed this role to Chris Evans' brother. One article went so far as to say Captain America's brother, Scott Evans.
Wait,
that's so
I'm
funny.
I'm not.
Do,
I don't
do
know.
Your research, people.
I'm just
I'm
saying.
Not familiar with him. Is he in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, he's an actor.
Oh, he is an actor. Okay.
And was on a soap.
One Life to Live.
Yeah, for quite some time. One Life to Live.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm not him. I just wanted you, everyone who's listening, like, wow, he sounds a lot different.
We have the Scott Evans.
Well,
yeah. Scott
all
Evans.
Right. I see you, Megan. I see you.
And today's a big day for Scott.
It is a big day.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night. World of Dance, world premiere, season 3.
But really.
So pumped.
First time with you as host. They're really season 1.
I mean,
No.
Jenna Dewan killed season 1 and season 2. She's back as a mentor this year. Super excited about her role and being able to play a very vital, very integral role for the dancers who make it pretty far in this competition. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, we are out here.
You dance?
I do. I mean, don't you have to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could I really walk on that stage and not and be like, oh no, I just
But how well? I mean, I dance, but like
I don't dance.
Should we put some music on?
I mean, I'm sure you're better. I want to know how. I kind of want to see.
He's like, maybe I just want to see.
And Derek Hough is like amazing. We love Derek Hough.
Yeah, he's incredible. I mean, nobody wins Dancing with the Stars as many times as he wins if you were just eh.
Yeah. True.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Favorite person you've ever interviewed.
Favorite person. This is like always, it's always a bad answer because it's like, duh. For me, it's Oprah just because.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Right? It's like a duh. But I'll tell you this. One of my most fun interactions was Will Smith.
Oh.
It was one of those things I had to talk about the movie, but there was also these rumors that he might be running for president. And his wife shut it. She was like, what you will not be doing.
Oh, wow.
Is answering the question like there might be a chance that our family will be in the White House because it ain't going down.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Wait, when was that?
This was when he was promoting Concussion a couple years ago.
Yeah. So that was, like before this last presidential.
Yeah, this would have been right after
Trump.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Who was your most like you were surprised by like interview? Like you were going into it kind of like, and then you ended up being like, wow. They're awesome.
I'll tell you, I never doubted that she would be awesome, but I was surprised at how well we connected in our interview. Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
I was interviewing her, and she just, like, with her son, it was a real connection. You know, you understand, you sometimes have these micro connections with people, and in the moment, it's like, oh, that's cool, but it doesn't really grow beyond anything. Beyond that moment,
right.
This was like, it was awesome through and through. Yeah. And Lady Gaga has surprised me lately. We were doing the Grammys and she was walking down the hallway and I didn't know whether we were going to do the interview or not. And all of a sudden I hear, Scott. And I was like, is that Lady Gaga? So let me just grab my phone. And I was like, Insta story. And she was like, there you are, Scott. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, that's, you know what?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
That happened to me with Sia.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
She was like, hi, Nick. I'm Sia. And I was like, oh my God. Also, it's Sia. So she has that anonymity.
Yeah.
But she was like so polite and like went out of her way to like introduce herself
because she like watched the show.
Huge fan, yeah,
a huge fan.
And we like shot the shit for like an hour. It was great.
That is pretty cool.
And then Isla Fisher and Sasha Baron Cohen was pretty cool. Sasha Baron Cohen, like, I've seen all your work. I'm like, I've seen all of yours.
I think the only moment I had that moment, and it really made me look like a hero, because my youngest sister was obsessed with Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her tickets for her birthday for to this festival like down in Orange County. And so we went, and I had two VIP tickets, but it was three of my sisters. And so we like snuck into the VIP section, all three of us. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then this guy comes and throws wristbands on us. And he's like, you're from The Bachelor? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, these are for backstage. And I'm like,
yep.
Okay. So we go backstage, and I like Lana Del Rey and her music, but I couldn't tell you what she looked like at the time. And so my sister's like, there she is right there. And I'm like, which one? And she points her out, and I'm like, go say hey. Like, she's chatting with people. Go say hey. And she's like, I can't go say hey. So I'm like, whatever, I'll go say hey. So I go up, and I'm like, hi, excuse me. And she turns, and she goes, Becca?
Yeah.
And my sister goes, you watch The Bachelor? And I was like, I've never felt cooler than I do in
this. It's a weird feeling sometimes, but it's cool. Sometimes it's pretty flattering.
Yeah. I mean, totally. It's like these like talented people that are like.
Like, really? Yeah, Sia was always, she was just so like very demure and polite. She's like, hi, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure.
Right.
Like,
we have Gaga introducing, I mean.
Upset about it.
Calling out Scott.
Nothing Gaga does impress. I mean, surprises me. Everything. She's very talented.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like won them all, hasn't she now?
No, she doesn't have EGOT yet.
Yep, not yet.
How not?
What's she missing?
What is she missing?
I think she's missing a Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Well, get on it, Gaga.
I know.
I did see someone said she got it and said Tony Bennett because she knows she doesn't have a whole album.
That's a good one. She does have Tony.
Oh.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett. She's about to perform in space, I hear. I mean, she's winning.
Yeah.
What?
Do you get a space guy?
I don't know. Interview. She's what?
She's looking to be the first performer in space.
Wow. Why not? You know?
Yeah, why not?
Just saying.
Okay, we're going to get to ask a guy. We're going to do Robin Hood first.
I'll do Robin Hood.
Have you heard of Robin Hood?
Like the movie? Or
no, let me tell you. So Robin Hood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission free. So while other brokerages... Wow. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
And there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio and discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so that you never miss the right moment to invest. So Robinhood is giving listeners of Scrubbing In a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at becca.robinhood.com.
I know a woman who uses Robinhood, and she has so much fun, and it's a blast. She's actually made money doing it, and so I recommend it.
Yeah. Actually, Sisney was talking about wanting to start a new hobby about investing in stocks.
Yeah.
We should give her this.
That's the best place to start.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready for the questions?
Yes.
We posted this on our Scrubbing In Facebook page, which, by the way, is very, very close to 20,000 members, so...
Congratulations,
yeah.
I think I have 600.
You just started your podcast.
So that's pretty cool. Great job.
They're very invested. They won a People's Choice Award.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Lisa. And this is a personal thing for her, but I also think this is very relatable. It's a very typical guy.
Wait. Before you, are you single?
No. Well, no.
Okay, but this is good. Single, whoa, in a relationship.
In a relationship.
Great.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah. Because
it's in the
same vein of Starburst, right? Red star, pink Starburst.
It's new.
No, it's not new at all. But you want to protect it.
Okay.
You want to protect that.
But for our
thing.
Listeners, you are the perspective of man in a relationship.
In a relationship.
You are man single.
Sure.
Sweet. All right. Lisa would like to know, why does my boyfriend of almost 4 years and friend for over 20 years say he doesn't believe in marriage, but he wants to spend his life with me? Like, what does that even mean?
Mm. It might mean just that. I mean, right? Can it not? I mean, it's 2019. Some people don't want to get married anymore. We've become less traditional. He might not be, religious elements play a role, especially when it comes to marriage, people are feeling that less and less pressure, so it's become a more of a thing. I mean, I think that's entirely possible. It also could be an excuse.
I think you have to, it's just as clear as she seems to be on his stance of wanting to not be married, I think she probably needs to get clear on her stance of what she wants. So like, it's a relationship, it's a conversation, it's something you're building together. So if his take is, I'm good where we are, I don't want to be married. If you aren't, don't expect that to change. Don't expect that to be something you can convince him to do. To do something else. But perhaps maybe get clear about what it is you want, and to be able to voice it with the same authority that he's able to let her know.
Mm-hmm. I always like it when I get questions, obviously, because it helps content and we get to do the podcast like this. But at the same time, I'll be surprised and be like, that is a great question for him. Marriage is a, like, having kids, do you want to get married? When you start dating someone early on, these are conversations you should have with people you see a future with, right? Because especially nowadays, we are less traditional. Like, in 1960, there's a playbook. This is what you did, whether you wanted to or not. You're like, hey, I'm supposed to get married and engage. I'm going to have kids. And I don't really want to, but like everyone says, I have to. There's less expectations, and so some people might not. So, you should have that conversation. And if he says, I love you and I would be with you, but I don't believe in the foundation of marriage or whatever, and you do, that's a conversation you guys need to have. And maybe you should ask him, well, what does that mean? Is that an excuse? Are you trying to not commit to me, or is it a financial thing? Because you should let him know that even in some states, there's the law of you still might get half even if he doesn't marry you, because you should ask those questions. And sometimes people are afraid to ask questions of their partner because sometimes they're afraid of the answer.
To your point, guys mean what they say. When they say it, there often isn't a lot of subtext to it. It is what they say.
Some guys are full of sure, but oftentimes, and I will to your point, a lot of men are honest, and women are honest. Sometimes we don't hear people, or we don't want to hear. Right. They'll say something and be like, oh, yeah, well, you don't really mean that. Or,
right.
Listen, sometimes when guys say, not looking for a girlfriend.
Preach that.
They're not looking for
but
a girlfriend.
Don't
assume you're going to change them.
I like what you said, that like her wanting marriage is just as important as him not
wanting it.
Yeah.
And totally. I think she may also want to ask one more question, like, are you married to anyone else? Do you know what I mean? It's real out here in these streets, and while you may not want to be married to me, you may already be in a committed relationship.
That's so sad.
I mean, just saying, like, you got to be really clear. Assume nothing.
Totally. And you gotta have to Becca's point, you gotta decide how much you value that one thing. Mm-hmm. Again, sometimes we all grow up in various ways, and we are a product of our environment at times. And as we get older, we develop our own interest. And, even though we might get raised in a family that's a one way and we think that's how we're supposed to do it, we may realize it's less important to us. I don't know. But if you do, if marriage and that fountain is truly important to you, you should stick to your guns. And it might be a reason to, unfortunately, that's a big deal. That's not something you can ignore. You can pretend you're okay with something and then you're not. And then it'll just come up passive aggressively in the relationship for a while.
I will also say, though, about the excuse or the reason I don't believe in marriage, it's like, well, if your partner does believe in marriage and it's just fine with you to not be married, why not get married? Right? Like if your perspective on getting married is like, I'm just really not into it. It doesn't really matter to me, but it really matters to your partner. Then why not try it?
True.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's an option, but some people really don't believe in it, and they might have conviction towards that.
No, I think he's saying if they're, like, totally indifferent about it.
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, some people are like, I just want to see myself getting married, and that's not really, there's no sort of emotional baggage or anything like that. It's just like, oh, I just never saw my life playing out that way. Yeah. But your partner absolutely does. Perhaps that's a space for you to.
I think that happens sometimes. Yeah.
Doesn't Dean, like, not believe in marriage?
Well, Dean's got a lot going on. There's a lot of issues there.
Dean doesn't believe in deodorant either. But, like, make it okay.
Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck's character,
There was a post on the Facebook page this week where
He
proposed to her, and she said, yes, that's great. And they weren't going to have a big wedding. They were going to do like a city hall kind of judge thing, and they were both totally fine with that. They're going to do it a year from now between their birthdays. That was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that he wasn't able to get time off then, but that was the plan. He was going to get time off then, but he started a new job so he can get time off. So then she was like, well, instead of getting married in a year, let's just get married now. And he was like, aya. And he panicked. Mm-hmm. And so she's panicking. Does he really want to marry me? So I jumped in and said, he does. It's fine. Just but we scary. Need a little, we need that year to kind of prepare ourselves.
Prepare
for that.
Ourselves.
That's a big one. We're not ready for 2 weeks from now. There's might be, and it's okay. Yeah. He's not, and that's okay too.
I mean, I have proven that engagements is kind of like a loose commitment.
You okay, know?
Like
Nick.
is it?
On The Bachelor.
No, I'm kidding. Well, my point is that there is a difference between engagement and marriage. And there's, you know, marriage is far more permanent and harder to get out of, and there is a courtship, and it's
harder
kind of
to
a,
get out of.
You know, and I'm
put that on your J date.
That's just a realistic
thing.
We just
unzipped a bag.
That might sound very unromantic, but for all the people who have been married and divorced, I'm sure they would be like, "Yeah, make sure you know what I'm saying." It's not easy. I've had a brother who went through that, and it's not an easy thing. And all jokes aside, like, divorce is a very emotional and financial, difficult, stressful thing that sometimes people can rush into things in the name of romance, mm-hmm. and like, oh, well, it's not romantic, and we have to be in the moment. Well, that's great. You know, you capture that one moment and that one Tuesday for the rest of your life, because, you know, that's something that people should think about.
All right, next question from the
sorry to keep it real, you know.
Nick's dating profile.
Right?
Marriage, it's hard to get out of.
Miranda wants to know, if you become intimate with a guy without knowing him very long, does that hurt the possibility of getting into a relationship? Can a hookup situation ever lead to a relationship?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I mean,
are we looking at...
You're the mantle.
I think you have to be clear on what your intentions are, and I think you should be confident in saying, I want something else, I want something more, I want a relationship. I don't think that maybe that's the first thing you say, but I think it's hard to make hookups relationships, personally, that last, right? Because I think that part of the hookup aspect is, for a guy, part of the hookup aspect is it's non-emotional, per se. Mm-hmm. There are no crazy strings, per se. There's no real sense of responsibility. And so then when you flip that on a dime to, hey, actually, I'm enjoying this. I think maybe you and I should do this thing. It has a 50-50 shot, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Scott in the sense that I think guys, you know, the stereotype is guys are more physical. They might be more willing to have the hookup relationship. But when the fuckboy whatever mantra or whatever, or the guy just wants to hook up. I mean, every guy, you could say, is until they're not, until they meet the girl who they like drives them nuts, and they start wanting to do the romantic things, you know. And I think so to that point, you know, I think some guys, and when they meet that girl, they've become the person who's like, well, let's talk about the future, and I want to take you out, and like, we don't have to rush it, baby, that's fine. You know, like, but I do think that's not the case always, right? I think sometimes I think there are guys out there, especially younger men, who think to themselves, I'm not looking for a girlfriend right now. I'm young, I'm out there. And everyone they meet, they kind of said this to every girl because they don't want to lead them on. It's like, hey, listen, girl, you seem cool, like, but I'm not looking for a girlfriend. And all of a sudden you start hooking up and you're just like, oh, man, I think I love you. You know, kind of, that can happen.
It can. But I think also, though, what happens too is you get into a routine, right, of hooking up and spending time with each other. And then it just becomes, right, because you're spending so much time together, it becomes this thing that mimics a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Yeah.
And then at the first sign of any sort of friction. Mm-hmm. Well, friction is probably a bad word for hooking up. But like at the first sign of any
lubrication,
right? The first sign of any hardship, the guy is out.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the girl is like, but we're together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you there's no communication.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Scott. What do you think? There's always a debate. Do you think, as a guy, if you enjoy having sex with someone, does it matter whether how quickly or how long a woman makes you wait? Because I think there's a stereotype out there that, well, if I hook up with him too soon, he won't respect me or he won't want to hook up again, so I'm going to make him wait. Do you believe in that, or do you think that's true?
Well, I think it depends on who else we're hooking up with, right? So, like, you're usually aware if you're in a situation where it's like it's me and you exclusively hooking up, or if it's like, hey, we're just out here and when I saw you, let's get it on.
I'm talking about like you see this girl, you have this intimate moment, but the act of hooking up, do you think that just immediately makes you go, yeah, I'm good now? Or is it a matter of...
I think sometimes.
There's some people... Yeah. You think so?
No, I think sometimes it's definitely the conquest mentality, right? It's like, got it, and done. Do you know what I mean? And unfortunately, you know, I'm certainly not saying that that is typical, that is every guy, that is always. But yes, there is something, but there's also something I think wrapped in what you value. And what you value, you don't just give away. And what you value, you don't misuse or mistreat, right? And so while there is this chase thing that men enjoy and that women enjoy, there's also like I value myself enough to not just give you all of me, mm-hmm. and I don't even know you yet. Mm-hmm. And so I think in the process of getting to know someone, you invest. And when you invest, you like it's like a marriage. You know what I mean? When the investment is more sizable, it is harder mm-hmm. to pull all your money out.
Well, wouldn't you say as a guy, if your like intention and your mentality is like, I just want to hook up with someone, I'm not like, I know I'm not looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
And then, or let's say you see a girl, you're really into her. You're kind of in a hookup mentality, but you like her. But then she's like, I like him. I'm not just going to give it up. Are you going to keep pursuing that girl? Because as long as she's not giving it up, you're still interested because you're not getting that.
I think that can happen to Scott's point, Matt. I mean, people are competitive and there is sometimes a conquest mentality. And I think men can get caught up in that. Mm-hmm. I do think, however, I don't necessarily believe in that stereotype in general. I think people enjoy hooking up or being intimate with some people more than others.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just might, if, and again, there's no right or wrong. If you want to wait, you should wait. There's definitely value in like not rushing it. I don't think people should sleep with people trying to get them to like them. That's not 100%. A healthy tactic. But if you are,
that was me like my whole life.
But if you are a sex positive person and you enjoy it, by all means, go for it. Just be smart and you know, like have conversations about it. What I'm saying is what I don't think is that, I think for guys, if they enjoy someone, you know, they don't know. And if you've never hooked up with someone, you don't know the chemistry you'll have. You don't know what it's like. And I just think, you know, there are sometimes you'll hook up with someone and kind of be that, well, yeah, okay, it's fine. You know, like maybe there's not the emotional connection, right? You haven't fallen in love and the physical aspect was fine, you know? But then there's some people you're just like, She blew my mind, and like I don't know if I want to, you know. Then you want more of that. It's mm-hmm. anything you try for the first time, you're like, that was great. I would mm-hmm. like that again. What I'm saying is, sometimes I think women, if you are going to make a guy wait for the sake of waiting, and out of fear of he might not respect mm-hmm. you or things like, again, if you want to wait because it's important to you, that's what you should do for yourself. But if you're using it as a tool, almost a manipulation tactic to get him to like value you more, you should value yourself. I think you can run the risk of wasting time mm-hmm. because he still might eventually just be sucked into the conquest. He might be focused on, well, she's making me do all this and I'm going to do it. And this is fun. And then it happens and the result can be the same as it was a month ago where he's just like, I'm good, you know, like because it wasn't necessarily just about the conquest. He just maybe wasn't that into you. He just might not that it might just be totally. And you might also think it's totally average too. You know, mm-hmm. I think that can happen a lot.
I'll say that though in the same vein of waiting for the sake of the chase or the conquest. I think that if you are someone who is willing to wait, you are also saving yourself from a lot of heartache.
So it's funny that you say that because that's exactly why I flipped. Like I used to just sleep with guys with no attachment whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, no commitment.
I think it's just your intention.
And I was always in pain. Like, I was always getting really hurt by it. And I was like, I'm doing this to myself. Like, it's self-inflicted pain. Mm-hmm. So now I've made the decision to wait because I don't want to have that pain anymore. Yeah.
But you're doing it for yourself, which is the important part. You know, before you making the mistake using sex as a tool, thinking that's how you're going to get guys like you. And now you've decided that wasn't good for me emotionally. It wasn't positive. And I'm not going to not sleep with a guy because I'm going to get him to like me. It has nothing to do with whether he likes you or not. Like, you're doing it because it makes you feel better about yourself. And that's my point, is that if that's what you want to do, you should wait for yourself. And if sex means a certain thing, that you should value that. You shouldn't use sex as a way, whether it's to wait or to give it up. You shouldn't use it as a way to convince guy to like you.
What I think
my point is, he's either going to like you or not.
Well, and I guess I'm just saying that that sex is an energy exchange, whether we care to admit that or not. It is actually an exchange. And so, like anything else you value, it is smart and I think wise to evaluate the partner that you're going to be interacting in this exchange with. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
And so I don't fault anybody. I'm not judging anyone who, if it's on the first date and you're like, let's go, let's get it on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So by all means, but be aware that the exchange is happening and that what you've wagered in this exchange may not be what you get back.
Yeah, totally.
And that
totally
you are male or female, you are 100% responsible for your own happiness.
Yeah.
And so if you want to wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to give it up.
Yeah.
Consent is key.
And if you want to give it up, you have to be okay with the strong possibility that may just be that.
Right.
And you're okay with that because you also decide in that moment you just want to have that physical connection.
I just think most
just
women
can't use it to
can't,
get
are not that. Most women are not that.
I used to try and convince myself too. I was like, I can totally like do this and be totally fine.
So
and then
casual.
I'd be like,
I'm a
totally
modern
fine.
Woman.
Yeah.
Sex in the City was my jam.
Yeah. I can sleep with whoever I want, whenever I want, and not be invested.
Don't use the physical to evaluate the emotional. I guess is my point. Separate the two, especially in the beginning before you know them.
So we're almost out of time, and we've answered two questions.
Rapid fire.
Let's do ADT, and then we'll see how many we can get through. We'll do rapid fire.
Okay.
But Scrubbing In is sponsored by ADT.
Yes, and when it comes to something as important as your family's safety, you need real protection with ADT. So real protection means the nation's number one smart home security provider is standing by and there for you when you need them. Real protection means having a safe and a smart home with everything from video doorbells, surveillance cameras, smart locks, lights, carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, and a system custom designed to fit your lifestyle. Real protection means helping to keep you safe on the go, in the car, or when your kids are at school with our ADT Go app and SOS button.
All of our kids.
We don't have kids.
Well,
right
I have
now.
Phoebe.
Right. But we will have kids, and we're going to be living down the street when we do have kids. And they'll play, and they'll go to Aunt Becca's house and have Dr. Pepper and pizza, and then they'll come to Aunt Tanya's house and have kale and celery juice.
Yes. But no matter how you
define it. The fun house.
I'm trying to.
And then they'll never return to Aunt Tanya's house.
They'll be like, can we please go to Aunt Becca's house? No matter how you define safety for you, your family, or your business, ADT is there. ADT, real protection. This is so important to me, especially living alone right now. Like, even at night, if Phoebe barks, I'm like, what is going on?
Well, because you're watching the Gianni Versace thing. But ADT can help kind of calm your nerves.
I know. Yeah. Any sounds or anything, I would be able to rest. I think we're getting ADT installed this
week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to rest peacefully knowing that ADT is protected.
You're going to break into Becca's. Do it soon.
Do it in the next 48 hours.
Oh, no.
No.
Just kidding.
Please don't.
Sorry.
You can
I feel really bad if that happens now.
Yeah, it's on you. You can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice, and that is real protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. That's ADT.com/podcast.
I'm sorry. What is the keyword there?
ADT.com/podcast.
Sorry, I thought it was.
Amanda has an interesting question. She says, when guys choose a date spot that's walking distance from their house, is it because they're cheap and they don't want to Uber or drive? Is it because they're hoping they can bring you home afterwards? Or do they actually like the place and I'm reading too much into it?
Possibly could be all the above. I would. It's a small red flag for sure.
It is. Yeah.
It definitely means he's probably, and not that it's a bad thing. I mean, he could be a serial dater. He definitely has a spot. You're not the first one he's taken there. He's certainly hoping you will want to come up for sure. He's definitely lazy just by definition. Like, mm-hmm. it's right there. So, like, even if it's his favorite spot, it's still lazy. Yeah.
I'm going to say, though, wait until you see the guac and chips, right? Because if the guac and the salsa and the chips are fire, it could just be that this is, like, the bomb-ass spot, and
maybe,
it's right around the corner from my place.
Most likely, no. And also, if I, you know, guys aren't stupid, right? They also... when people's like, oh, is he busy? He says he's busy. And I always say busy people make time for the people they want to make time for. Mm-hmm. Guys who really like a woman will really go out of their way. They,
true.
And when they are like, and this, and first date, I get it. Dating's tough. So like the laziness might just be like, hey, I don't know. I'm just trying to like
numbers
have a cup of coffee and figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it is pointing out that he's mildly excited. You know, he's curious to get to know you more, but like, you know, that's about it.
Yeah.
Good. Devin DeLong asks, does it bother a guy if a girl's making more money in a relationship? I'm a registered nurse and struggle to find a guy who isn't intimidated by our financial differences.
Hmm. I think unfortunately in 2019, we still have some sexual stereotypes that men, you know, are, you know, feel like they should. You know, unfortunately, but I think it can still happen. I think we've gotten better, but it can be a real thing.
Is the question that she's disappointed? Is the question that she finds herself in a situation? What's the question?
No, the guys don't like it. She meets guys. She's got a lot going on.
Sounds like she's killing it.
Got some income. She's killing it. They're, you know, just out of college or in between things, and they're intimidated by that. They don't like that she's the one that's going to buy dinner.
Aim higher.
Ooh,
agree.
That is literally, you like took the word out. I'm so glad
aim
you
higher.
Said that.
Yeah, because you're on the wrong level. Aim higher.
I think that's a great advice. I will push back a little bit in the sense that, you know, maybe she's on the top and that's fine. Some women are just killing it, and like you don't have to, you know, if you're going to be someone, guy or girl, who's killing it, I don't think you have to seek out just because some guys aren't macho enough to like not be intimidated by a woman who makes a lot of money. Find someone who has, you know,
That's what I mean by aim higher. I don't necessarily mean aim higher salary range.
Right.
I mean aim higher maturity level.
Totally.
Sure.
Because if what you're experiencing is in this pool, all I'm getting is lukewarm at best, baby. It's time to find another pool.
I'm so with you.
It's like I said earlier, you're responsible for your happiness, and if you're finding that on a regular basis, you're finding guys who are unable to accept the fact that you are out here crushing it and aren't willing to support and be excited and lift you up as a result of that, regardless of how skinny their wallet looks like, mm-hmm. it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not pretend like you're going to make this guy...
Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband.
You hear me?
Literally look at her husband. He was like... top lawyer, top dog. And then he saw what she was doing all overturning all these laws, and saw that she was like making a difference, and was like, you know what? I'll take a step back and let you lead. I'll take care of the house and the, you know, the kids and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that you shine.
Definitely find a guy who can do that and look for that. The only one note I would give is that I would say sometimes we do project our insecurities too. So in the early dating process, I don't know how old this young lady is, but if she's young early on, her options might be limited. Because like I think men, as they get more mature, get more confident in themselves, they make money, and this person who was already, he already made it to the top of the mountain, so it's kind of easier for him to take a step back. I think younger people, guy or girl, they all are ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
So don't early on kind of like, don't talk about it. It's kind of one of those things where on the first date, don't be like, well, have you ever cheated on someone kind of thing? Like if you've been cheated on.
That's not cool to do.
No, it's not. But I'm saying don't talk about money on the first date if you're looking, you know, you're successful and you're confident. Don't make it a thing. You know, just
Nick,
kind of.
Have you ever been on a date, first date?
Yes.
And the girl offers to pick up the check?
I think most of the time what I appreciate is, I've always said, the insincere
reach for the grab.
And so I could be like, sorry girl, I got this.
I got this. Have you ever let a date
no.
pay for your meal?
No.
No?
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, listen,
I have.
She's insistent. Usually it's, again.
Mostly just to see what was going to happen. Not because I really. Like, on the first date? Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you
offered. How much did you make her insist? How much did she insist? Or was it she just immediately was like, I got this, and you immediately said, cool.
I said, cool.
Wow. Did you like her?
I did. A lot.
And? Like, it what was that? I'm dead. That's interesting.
It
was really interesting because she looked at me like, for real? And I didn't say anything after that. She reached for her bag. She did not break eye contact with me. She put her card down on the table. She didn't look at the bill. She put her card down on the table, and we continued conversation. Now, what she didn't know was that the bill was already paid for, because when I go on a first date, I don't even want that situation.
You trickster!
Huh.
And so when...
Did she appreciate the... small manipulation tactic of
she definitely appreciated it.
Interesting.
She definitely appreciated it. Yeah.
Wow.
But I think the reason I bring it up is because, you know, as we have these conversations about how millennials and people our age are, you know, seeking equality and wanting equality. Like a lady got mad at me the other day because I went to open the door for her going into a building, and I thought that was kind of odd, but. As we are all kind of exercising this new, we're all the same. We're all equal, but dating somehow still is a little different. Totally. I just wanted to see how she was going to navigate the situation.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. On my podcast, I had my friend Katie Ward, who's a prominent and strong opinion feminist, and that we had a lot of discussions about that. And it's interesting. Like I'm down with equality. I'm down with all that. I still think we can, and I'm not a traditional person, but I still think we can sometimes chill out and still have those traditional things. And if by all means, if she wants to, I'm not offended.
No, not at all.
But
I just wanted to see if she was actually going to put that card down.
I can believe in equality and still want to be chivalrous, right?
Totally.
Opening a door
100%,
for someone. Like, that has nothing to do with equality. I just want to be a nice guy, you know? Like,
my thing is,
I know you can open a door. I just want to do it for you.
My thing is, like, if I'm walking, whether it's a girl or a guy, and I'm in front of them, I'm going to open the door
regardless
for whoever because it's polite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you walk in first and you open the door for me, I wouldn't be like, that was weird. I'd be like, thanks.
She was like softcore offended. Yeah. I got it, is what she said.
So I think sometimes people can get a little too,
offended.
Yeah, offended or we can get caught up in our values and beliefs, and, you know, sometimes we all of us can
also,
chill
like,
out.
Some
a little
people
bit.
Are just like, annoying.
But like, hey,
agreed.
At the end of the day, people are like rude, and some people can be annoying.
We all can be annoying too. I think sometimes we do. We will get caught up in our own like, right?
Yeah, and then she might just have been having a bad day, and she's like,
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, and again, sometimes we project like that happened like 10 minutes before. Maybe some guy was very sexist to her. I don't know.
Right,
and she
totally.
Just had enough with men. And then she runs into Scott.
And runs into me. You know?
How dare you?
Right.
Rude.
I was recently on a flight, and like I had a heavy carry-on, and I wanted a man to go, let me get that for you. And no one would do it.
I'm
like... I
love
help.
Some help at an airport.
I don't mind help.
Were you like obviously struggling?
Yes.
Were you just like on the really?
Like,
and no one? No one.
No, and I was like, it was a flight from Germany, so I was like out of it. And so I was like, I don't care if it's a man or woman, will someone just help me right
where now? It was from Germany? Were there a lot of Europeans on your flight?
Well, I think it was mostly Americans because we were coming back.
Interesting. Usually there's some sort of southern gentleman who's like from Alabama. He's like, ma'am, I got you.
Ma'am,
or the stewardess usually helps me. I'm like, thank you.
All right, rapid fire. So we got to wrap it up. But like one sentence each, just to try to get three or four more out of here if we can. How do you guys feel about DMs being, how do guys in general feel about DMs being sent to them? The women pursuing you with a DM.
I like a DM.
It's totally fine. I mean, DM today is the note 20 years ago, and then, you know, it's not as taboo as people make it up.
It go down in a DM. I am game.
Slide
Rochelle, do guys lose interest if you text them right back, or do I need to wait an hour?
No.
Ugh.
Just text.
Wow, that reaction from both guys said it all.
Listen, in general, people are into you or they're not. It's that simple. I mean, and if you're dating a boy or a child who like is somehow offended by your quick response, then you're wasting your time anyway.
But also be aware that like don't seem too eager. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Send four text messages in a row and be like, yes,
how are you? Question mark.
I mean,
question mark. Smiley face. Question mark. Hand clap. That's
Tanya
weird.
In a nutshell right there. That is
you
Tanya.
There? She's all you there?
You there?
You there? Did you get this?
Drop
it's green.
A line and walk away.
It's green. I'm panicking.
Monique, what's more important? Smelling good, hair done,
smelling
or
good.
Makeup on?
Smelling good. Hygiene.
Wait, give me the list again.
Smelling good, hair done, or makeup on?
smelling good. I do not care what you look like or what makeup on you have, your outfit. If you stank, I'm done.
Scott's really thinking about this.
Yeah,
because
really? Like some of them are. I could go with no smell over smelling good if hair's done. Or you know what I'm saying? Like
I'm trying to think of the hottest woman in the world. Like when I was in high school, Heidi Klum. You know, she's still a babe, but like, yeah. if she came up with me with halitosis, BO, and like just some stank, I'd
there's
be like,
sometimes though I can lean into that.
Nah.
Like, I
could,
you know, that is so sick.
Like if she's hot enough, I'd be like, ooh, you stink so good. Ooh, you stink
Listen,
so good.
There's one thing about like a natural
a picture,
body odor that's nice, but like if you have bad hygiene and bad breath, man, I don't.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Don't get me wrong, here. It is certainly the worst, but like I can maybe work with it.
Nah.
All right. Damn, good hair and makeup.
One more.
You know, they're full glam.
This is, and one more, and this is the thing a lot of women wonder about this. Heather, what do guys think about during sex? Are they focused on the woman they're having sex with, or are they imagining some perfect human like they see in the movies?
All depends. Is the honest answer.
Wait, to go back to the other one.
Okay.
The breath can be fixed with a mint.
Yeah, we're done with it.
But I just want you to know, like, you could just fix the breath with a mint. You can't fix busted...
You can fix
quickly.
Your hair or an outfit. We just simply said, what do you prefer?
I'm
makeup,
saying.
Clothes, or a mint? I prefer the mint.
I think it depends. I can't say that I've ever been in a sexy situation and been thinking about someone else.
You can't.
That's good.
I think you're lying.
No, I can't.
I can't. I think all men have sometimes, and women have not been present during sex.
Nah.
Being present is one thing. Thinking of somebody else.
Seeing someone else.
That wasn't necessarily the question. They asked, what are the guys thinking about?
Are you focused on the woman you're with, or are you imagining the perfect human like you see in the movies?
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking
I've never imagined the perfect human, but I think, I mean, if you're stressed, if you're stressed out, what? I mean, I tend to try to sleep with people who I'm very physically attracted to, and I don't need to imagine someone else.
I haven't
been married, unfortunately, and so like, you know, I'd certainly
Because marriage is hard to get out of.
It is hard to get out of.
For better or worse, I have the variety. I mean, what do you want me to say? Like I that hasn't been an issue, but I have been stressed out. I've thought about work. I've been like that, where I've literally sometimes have been like been intimate. I'm like, why am I thinking about this? Like,
totally.
You know, that shit happens. But I think men and women do that.
I think that's normal. But yeah. I think women tend to focus on their own insecurities.
True.
And assume that they are so distracting that you have to close your eyes and imagine a porn star or something like that. Which I personally
never
has happened.
Never
to
done.
Me.
And in fact, what I really appreciate, like I am dialed in. If we are having sex, like I am into it. And well, again, really poor
Literally.
Choice of words. Sorry, but like
you should be.
But
Scott.
There's something about being so entwined into each other in that moment that like nothing else really matters.
Right.
Of course.
Like to the point where I've had to like set an alarm because like we can't. This has got to wrap up at some point, and I don't know what time.
Wow. Have any of you ever had the like my brain plays tricks on me where I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong name?
So I have actually heard the wrong name.
No.
I've heard the wrong name.
How'd you feel about that?
Like, we're in the situation, and I was keenly aware that this was a nickname for an ex. Yeah.
How quickly did you hook up after they broke up?
And I'll tell you, if this was like a year and a half.
After they broke up?
After they broke up.
Ooh, okay,
and so what was really interesting was my fight to stay in the moment. And at one point I made a joke like, what's my name?
Wait.
It did not go over well. Yeah, because she didn't catch herself. She didn't know that she had said it. And so she's like, I didn't say that. And I was like, no, you did.
Huh.
I wouldn't make it up.
Trust me,
that's not the situation I want to be in.
I went on a first date once with a guy, and I was a setup, did not know his name. I literally did not know his name until the whole date. And I was like, it's too far gone now.
Yep,
like, I can't ask him. And I was like, how am I going to find, like, I'm going to have to ask my friend that set me up. But the way I found out was after the date, he started following me on Instagram. And I was like, that's his name.
You know what I do? I've been in that situation before. You know what and I think that she totally knew that I didn't know or couldn't remember her name. And I was like, so how do you spell your name? Like,
oh,
how do you spell
one.
That?
Did you really like him?
A-R-Y.
Was
right,
it
she's like, she's like Sue.
Oh, okay.
S-U-E. Like, I, you know.
If the date's not going well, it's like, well, you don't want to be a dick.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I will say, sometimes people need to lean into being honest a little bit more.
Yeah.
If you had a good date, let's say, and like.
Right.
And you can just say, I'm going to be honest, I'm a little vulnerable right now. I'm having, by the way, a fantastic time, and I hope to see you again. But I don't know your name.
Totally.
I think a guy would laugh and be a funny moment. He would know you're honest.
I would be,
you know?
Devastated. I would, I'm
gonna say,
like,
a guy that might work. A lady is,
yeah,
not
I'd
going
so
for that.
Would
you
head,
don't
like,
know,
you don't
my
know
name?
My name?
Yeah. I would
a first
that.
Date, like if a guy, like.
What?
Which is a blind. I mean, there's. I don't know how you met. Like, again, if he slides into your DM,
guess,
he should know your name. He literally had to look at your name. Unless it's like Bunny Rabbit 23.
Exactly.
I don't know, like,
that's another way to find it out, though. You can, like, pull up your Instagram. I want to follow you real quick.
Oh,
if you need to
one.
Know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you find yourself
Scott,
in a pinch.
Got all the
I think
tricks.
We need to really know our dates' names before.
Also,
we
should. Also,
I think I'm asking too much for someone to know my
2019. Aim higher.
Marriage is hard to get out of.
I'm just saying, honesty is attractive, and sometimes people are afraid to do that early on, and when people, like, are brave enough to kind of put themselves out there, it can be, you can be breaking down walls, and
yeah,
people actually will find it attractive.
So great. On my next first date, I'm gonna tell my date that I have a dear future husband journal.
Maybe
like committed, maybe like once you move in with each other.
Okay.
I think yeah. I think 10th wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
that's when you bring that
yeah
up.
Yeah, good call.
Okay.
We need to thank some people.
Okay.
Rothy's, for example. To
yes.
get your new favorite flats and free shipping, go to rothys.com and enter...
Becca!
Robinhood, build your portfolio today and sign up at...
Becca.Robinhood.com
and ADT. To learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you, visit ADT.com/podcast. We need to thank these two. Scott Evans, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
World of Dance. Tonight! NBC, don't miss it. It's his first night as host, and we're really excited for you to see.
That's good, baby.
Nick Viall!
Yay!
What do we need to know, Nick?
Yeah, Nick, promote.
Well, thanks for a lot of giving a shit, you know. I mean, I know it's not NBC, but I'm just kidding. My podcast, Viall Files, it drops every Wednesday. Check it out tomorrow. I mean, you know, if you like Facebook fans following this one, you know, hop on over on Facebook.
Yeah,
let's get his 600 members up.
Said with no judgment.
The list. No, some fan thankfully started a Facebook group. I don't even know how to do that. So
you need a crystal.
Yeah,
she's ours, though. You can't have her.
Yeah, you can't
have her. But anyways, yeah, it's gone well. We talk about some of this stuff, the nitty-gritty of dating, and we try to get in some of the topics that, you know, sometimes people like to sugarcoat, and we just kind of don't.
It's always good to get a guy's perspective, because if you're listening to this podcast,
y'all,
it's a lot of bad advice
from
us.
It's really bad advice from us, but I really wanted to thank y'all, because I liked that you both had your honest opinions, even if they weren't the same, which was really nice, and gave people different perspectives. And it was, I felt like, from both of you, it was great advice for anyone who's listening, because we have a lot of girls who are out there wanting to know answers in the dating world, and I felt like from either way, y'all had good advice, so thank you.
Holla anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Every shoe has its foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. That was a good one, Tanya.
Marriage
Thank
is hard
you.
To get out of.
Marriage is hard to get out of.
And that is the quote of the day. Yeah. Marriage is hard to get out of.
Who's calling it?
Time of death? Let's guess. Does anybody, Nick?
Would you like to call time of death?
Oh, 12:12:20:08. Oh, now, 12:12:30. Or is it now? I'm just kidding.